When personal finances mix with politics, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. A published report finds that a leading candidate for president, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, may not have disclosed where he got the money to run for office. The New York Times says there are loans from Goldman Sachs and Citigroup that were not listed with the Federal Elections Commission. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has been looking into the source of this money. Sabri, what kinds of loans were these?
Well, the Cruzes got them from Citibank and Goldman Sachs. The one from Citibank was just a sort of regular line of credit, according to Forms. The one from Goldman Sachs was they were called what's called margin loans. And that's basically a loan for investors where you use the cash or stocks in your brokerage account as collateral. And investors will often usually use these kinds of loans to buy more stocks. You can actually make or lose a ton of money by doing this. But you can, depending on the situation, also use it to do, you know, whatever you want. In this case, help you run for Senate.
What were the interest rates like?
Pretty good, around 3%. Margin loans are usually pretty good, but presumably the Cruzes also got a good deal because they were in a pretty good position to pay them off. I mean, he was making $1 million a year as a law firm partner. His wife made six figures at Goldman Sachs.
All right, well, no one is alleging these loans themselves were improper. The issue may be disclosure, right?
Yeah, it's whether they reported them correctly. So Cruz has said he's disclosed these over and over again, which he has. The issue is he didn't tell the right people. So when you take out these kinds of loans while running for office, you have to tell the Federal Elections Commission. The Cruzes, the Cruz campaign, they did not. The Cruz did tell Senate officials. That's actually how media know about these loans in the first place. He just didn't tell the FEC, and other candidates have been fined for doing that.
All right. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore, thank you very much.
Sure.
Now, when a key stock index falls 10% from a recent peak, the term is a correction. The S&P 500 index of big companies is now in a correction after yesterday's drop. Whether it is now corrected is the unanswerable question. The peak was in November. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, not quite a correction, even after yesterday's 264-point drop. In early trading today, things were mixed, looking at the major indices. But what do we make of a stock market where the Dow is down about 7.25% year to date, and it's only mid-January? Guy Labat is chief fixed income strategist at Janney Montgomery Scott. Good morning, Guy.
Good morning.
Markets were a sea of red if you looked at the screens earlier today. But what do you make of this turbulence? I keep saying China. Is it all China?
Well, China's an easy excuse because they're the first big equity market to open up every day. I don't think it's necessarily the cause of the decline in not just stocks, but risk assets in general.
So why is it then a time to take risk off the table? At least, why do so many market participants think early 2016 is that moment?
The truth is, for the last 6 years, we've been in this phase where global central banks has been encouraging risk taking. We've seen at least one central bank, the Federal Reserve here in the U.S., start to pull back. And it's hard for me to believe it's a coincidence right when the Fed started pulling back, global markets started rebelling.
We could discuss if there's an actual correlation here, but it certainly did happen, plus or minus a couple of weeks, really.
Let's think about what we'll see 5 years from now. We're not going to remember the nervousness over Chinese economic growth. We're going to see a clear correlation between the Fed starting to raise interest rates and risk assets across the world declining in market value.
Another analyst might look at the last hour. You're looking 5 years from now. By the way, 5 years from now, Guy, interest rates are going to be up at around what, 4% short-term interest rates in this country?
I doubt we're going to see a 4% 10-year Treasury yield at any point in the next 10 years. The reason has to do with two very, very long-term economic factors. The first is population growth, which is running at a much slower rate, and that's going to take 20 or perhaps even 30 years to adjust. Second is productivity growth among employees here in the U.S. That's been growing pretty slowly. I'll borrow a phrase from Charles Plosser, former head of the Philadelphia Federal Reserve, who said, it's not rocket surgery. If economic growth is slow, interest rates are going to remain low.
And productivity growth is going to stay slow even though we have all this fancy technology.
It's a little bit puzzling. The turn in productivity growth really began around 2002 and continued through essentially the nationalization of high-speed internet, continued through the development of smartphones and whatnot. But the improvements in productivity of the average worker have just been a lot slower. Perhaps we're sitting distracted with our Twitter screens at work, but it certainly is happening, and it's certainly very long-term.
Always good to talk to Guy Labat at Janney Montgomery Scott. Guy, thank you.
My pleasure.
None of you ever eats fast food, so none of you will be interested in this story at all. In the past few weeks, some fast food companies have launched new combo deals. These allow diners to try a variety of items for just a few dollars. Fast food joints are under new pressure to compete on price, as Marketplace's Annie Baxter reports.
Maybe you've noticed the barrage of ads touting fast food combo deals, like the one from Burger King.
5 items, $4. Get them now, only at Burger King.
Or McDonald's.
No matter which 2 items you choose off the McPick 2 menu, you get 2 for $2.
Even Pizza Hut is touting its first ever $5 combo deal, where the choices include items like a medium one-topping pizza or boneless chicken wings.
Your Pizza Hut favorites, just $5 each when you order 2 or more.
The idea of the combo deal isn't new, but why so many right now? Bob Golden with the food industry research firm Technomic says, to some extent, it's a copycat thing.
As soon as one guy does it, many of the others feel forced to follow.
But it's also the case that the fast food industry as a whole is coming off of a pretty lackluster year and is trying to get more people in the door.
For 2015, you had traffic that was, flat to maybe slightly positive.
Morningstar restaurant analyst RJ Hottovy says part of the problem for fast food joints is that fast casual restaurants like Panera are stealing market share. Food industry consultant Aaron Allen says that's happening for a lot of reasons. Among them, some fast food menus have grown too complex. He says many restaurants now offer more than 100 items.
So the more that these menus become complex, the more that it slows down the operation, confuses the consumer, and ultimately leads to a bad experience.
Allen says the combo deals make the choices simpler for consumers. That seems to be behind Pizza Hut's combo deal. Here's spokesman Doug Turfer.
It really is just a way to give them a really easy to understand, easy to use, easy to access menu option from us.
Analysts say fast food companies can afford to discount their food so steeply with these combo meals right now because some of their costs, like commodities, are lower. The question is whether maintaining the combo deals will eventually require raising prices on other menu items. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.
By midday, stock in the French car maker Renault was down about 9% in Paris. Today, investigators seized Renault's computers in a raid amid questions about possible Volkswagen-style emissions problems. Renault confirms the raids, but said today authorities did not find cheating. Stocks in other car companies, including Peugeot, BMW, and Daimler, were also down in a generally down market in Europe today. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.